trying to make some plan so we wouldn't have to hurt, or we wouldn't have to be alone, or we wouldn't have to be sorrowful, or we wouldn't have to have pain. We're trying to work, find a way out. Paul and Silas didn't look for a way out. They looked for a way to do something for God. Don't look for a window. Don't look for a way out. Look for a work you could do for the Lord. So here they are. They're sitting in there. Paul said, tell you what, let's do, Silas. Let's sing. We'll pray a minute so we can kind of get in the right spirit, and then we'll sing to the glory of God. Silas said, are you kidding, Paul? He said, I'm not kidding, Paul. I'm not kidding, Silas. I like to think that way. Paul was the older man. Silas was the younger man. If you don't think that way, that's fine. So they pray a minute, and then they start singing. And the Bible said the prisoners heard them. Acts 16, the prisoners heard them. And then when God sent that earthquake, and you remember that jailer's out there, and he's going to thrust himself through because it's his life now. It's his life. He has pledged his life to keep those prisoners. And now he sees the doors open. He figures they're all gone. And Paul said to him, do thyself no harm. Silas and I are here. Is that what he said? No, that ain't what he said. He said, do thyself no harm. We are all here. You reckon what was in that prison? There's probably thieves in there, robbers in there. Who knows what was in there? But not one of them got out. Not one of them tried to get away. Why didn't they try? I don't know. All I can think is Paul singing and Silas is singing and glorifying God has made an influence. It has impacted those prisoners. It's made a difference in their lives. And not a one of them ran. I don't guess that anybody ever heard anybody sing in the jailhouse. So here we are. We're going through a trial. We go through trouble. And we're trying to find a way out. And God is saying, no, wait a minute. I love you and I put you there for a reason. I've got something that you can do there that you couldn't do if you were outside the prison. I was preaching outside of Knoxville. And this lady came up to me after service. She said, preacher, I wish you could have met my mother. I said, tell me about her. She said, my mother in her midlife, she was stricken with a disease and was bedridden the rest of her life. Walbridge, Tennessee, a little suburb of Knoxville. I said, really? She said, yes, said she's bedridden. Said nurses would have to come in 2-3 times a week. Said my mama would always witness to the nurses. And then she said, she began to write letters. Anytime she could get an address, she would write a letter to that address. She'd put a track in it. And she'd tell them about the goodness of God and how wonderful it was to be saved. She said, when my mother died, they had the funeral and people came from everywhere. And the police chief called the funeral director. And he scolded him. He said, why didn't you tell us that some dignitary had died? We could have sent some policemen down there. We could have had things set up. Now we've got this traffic jam. Who has died? Is it a senator? Is it a congressman? Who has died? It's just a little lady who wrote letters about Jesus and sent them all over the country. And people got saved and lives got changed. And when they heard she'd went home to be with the Lord, they showed up. See, what she did was she found a work for God in the prison.